I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Compounding your interest with an economy of words. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's Entrepreneur Friday. Chicago's Nuts on Clark has been a Wrigleyville staple since 1979. Now the business is heading in new and exciting directions. Let's get an update from Robert Kenny, director of Nuts on Clark in Chicago. Robert, thank you for joining us today. And I told you the last time you were on the show that Nuts on Clark has an awesome responsibility in that due to your presence at O'Hare and Midway at Union Station, is that Nuts on Clark is often the first impression that people get of Chicago food when they get here, and it could very well be the last thing they eat before they leave. And so you are as much of a brand ambassador to the city as the sports teams or anyone else.
We definitely are. It just so happens I'm on my way to O'Hare right now for a meeting, but I'm happy to talk to you and your listeners.
Now you're expanding, outside. You have the presence at the airports. The sales are very good there. But now you're also pushing into vending machines. This was about 3 years ago. How is that vending machine effort faring for you?
Well, we started with one, and then it just started snowballing because it was doing very well and the product's great. And now we're both at O'Hare, Midway, and now we're going across the country with a company to other airports. They have about 50 airports that we're going to be involved with. It's going to be a very, very good opportunity for us. The product's great. It's easy to work. And people get fresh popcorn all day, 24 hours a day.
So let's talk about popcorn, specifically the Savannah Banana popcorn, which I would imagine is being rolled out this weekend because the Savannah Bananas are at Raitt Field on the south side for a weekend. I don't know if you want to call it a weekend homestand so much as a weekend show, but the Savannah Bananas, of course, a very popular, very theatrical style of baseball, if you want to call it that. This collaboration with the Savannah Bananas, was this part of their arrival in Chicago? Is this just for this weekend, or are you working with them across the country?
This is just for this weekend. They're sold out by White Sox, and you can't even buy a ticket. So, you know, we thought this would be a great end with the team. And also, to me, they're like the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball. I hope they have this great longevity. It's very, very entertaining, and our product is delicious, as you know.
Yes, there was some Savannah Bananas popcorn that was dropped off in the radio station this morning. So if you like your popcorn with a hint of banana, that is the Savannah Bananas popcorn. But this is also, Robert, part of a much larger effort to push the Nuts on Clark brand outside of the Chicago area into the general nationwide food market. And do you think this is a concept that can travel well?
Definitely. We're in Boise, Idaho. We got 5 locations. We're affiliated with Albertsons, and they have stores within the stores. They have Nuts on Clark stores. Our recipe, our product, we go there, and in Montana, also in Washington, D.C. Like you see Starbucks in a Jewel, per se, we have actual stores, working stores, making the product on premises all day, every day in these other states.
And what do you think, I mean, outside of just Nuts on Clark, there are so many other uniquely Chicago brands that are making their way across the country. Is this just simply a case of the reputation of Chicago food preceding itself and they want to try it for themselves? Or is this just people who grew up here or maybe lived here for a while, they've moved here, there, and everywhere, and they just want a taste of home?
It's a combination of both. People that come to Chicago, they have to use O'Hare as a hub to get to other places in the country. They taste the food here. They eat at these wonderful restaurants that and they just want Chicago products. They really do throughout the country. When the Albertsons came to us, they said, we want popcorn, and they said, we want Nuts on Clark popcorn. That's exactly what they said. They're in Boise, Idaho. I didn't even know where Boise, Idaho is.
They have the blue football field.
Yes, they do.
Robert Kenny, director of Nuts on Clark in Chicago. Today, Chicago, tomorrow, the world. Still to come, the Trump-Putin summit could have implications for global politics and the world economy.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.